This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. citizens who have not already done so will cast their ballot for the U.S. presidential election tomorrow. And with that, there's a final push by the Trump and Biden campaigns. At a campaign rally in Washington, Michigan, U.S. President Trump says black Americans should vote for him.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party what you think of their decades of betrayal and abuse.
And in Philadelphia, at a drive-in voter mobilization event, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says that every vote will be critical in this election.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party.
Dr. Anthony,
this campaign has been unlike any other campaign in history. There's one thing that remains the same. We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote.
The United States is out of the Paris Climate Agreement on the day after the presidential election. Experts say the outcome will determine to some degree just how hot and nasty the world will get in the future. The two presidential candidates have stark differences on fighting human-caused climate change. Joe Biden has promised to return the U.S. to the agreement, while U.S. President Trump took the country out of the 189-nation accord, saying it would undermine the U.S. economy, cost U.S. jobs, weaken American national sovereignty, and put the country at a permanent disadvantage in the other countries of the world. Experts say the U.S., the second biggest carbon-polluting nation, will help determine the planet's fate because other countries follow America's lead on climate action. Again, the United States will be out of the Paris Climate Agreement the day after the U.S. presidential elections, and experts say the outcome will determine to some degree how hot and nasty the world will be. This is VOA News. The U.S. government's top infectious diseases expert has words of caution for what lies ahead in the coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead amid a surge in COVID-19 infections. Fauci says the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months, and the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions. Of the presidential candidates, Fauci says he believes Joe Biden is taking it seriously from a public health perspective, while President Trump is looking at it from a different perspective, namely the economy and reopening the country. The White House is accusing Fauci of playing politics. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters converged in Brazil's two biggest cities to demonstrate against any mandate for the taking of coronavirus vaccines, supporting a rejection campaign encouraged by the president, Jair Bolsonaro, in opposition to the advice of most health professionals. A small group of people assembled in downtown Sao Paulo Sunday, calling for the removal of the state governor, who has said that state residents will be required to take a vaccine. Demonstrators supporting Bolsonaro on the question also protested on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. The issue has become a talking point in mayoral and city council campaigns for elections later this month. Brazil has the second highest number of COVID deaths behind the United States and a third in infections behind the United States and India. Israel began clinical trials of a novel coronavirus vaccine Sunday. The trials come as the government loosens a second lockdown imposed to stem soaring infections. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters at Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Early in the pandemic, Netanyahu tasked the Israel Institute for Biological Research with developing a vaccine against the virus. Israel will first test the vaccine on 80 people before extending it to 980 in the second phase and then 25,000 in the final stage, slated for April or May of next year. The Israeli trial is one of around 40 vaccine candidates being tested worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. Hundreds of people continued sheltering in tents Sunday after a powerful earthquake which struck Turkey's Aegean coast and Greek islands severely damaged their homes. At least 62 people have died following the quake. More than 3,000 tents and 13,000 beds were supplied to provide temporary shelter, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency, which said 940 people had been injured in Friday's quake. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.